So we're going to look at the Pentacle suit first in the Minor Arcana. Any book that you pick up about tarot, they always have the Pentacles last. So why not in this adventure of Rock and Soul Tarot do it first? Now, if you've liked our journey through the Major Arcana, we're going to do a similar thing with all of the cards in every suit in the Minor Arcana, where we look at music and we look at ways to understand these cards through music and the stories of the bands and the lyrics and of the songs. I'm going to be doing this live on October 17th. There's a bar called Whiskey Neat in Patchogue. If you're listening locally on Long Island, I'm doing a benefit for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. All of the money raised goes straight to them. Now, I'll have some auction items. There will be some gift cards for psychic readings and things like that. It's my first time doing this in public. So if I look green, it's because I'm about to throw up. But I've got some amazing readers, awesome card readers and oracle readers, intuitive readers. So if you're around, Whiskey Neat in Patchogue on October 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. You just show up, hang out, somebody there to facilitate who gets read, and we're just taking donations. If you like the reading, you donate a lot. Or if you don't like it, well, just throw in a couple of bucks for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. But as we look at the Ace of Pentacles, we think of the song by Tom Petty, Into the Great Wide Open. Now, that's a song from the early 90s. Tom Petty already had his success. He was cemented as a rock legend in the 80s, but we now come into the early 90s, and in the beginning of this song, it starts out with the narrator saying, Eddie waited till he finished high school. He went to Hollywood and got a tattoo. He met a girl out there with a tattoo, too. The future was wide open. Now, when you see the Ace of Pentacles, it's new beginnings, and they could lead to prosperity, and they could lead to the happiness that you expect from financial security. I mean, that's all there, but it doesn't mean, okay, I got the Ace of Pentacles now, I'm rich, lottery's coming tomorrow. There's still a lot of work to be done, and Tom Petty goes on. They moved into a place they both could afford. He found a nightclub he could work at the door. She had a guitar, and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. So they're starting to get into music. They found their place out in Hollywood. They know what they're looking for, fame, fortune, success, but they're working, and they're starting at the bottom up. He's bouncing at a club. She's teaching him how to play music. The chorus says, into the great wide open, under this them skies of blue. Out into the great wide open, a rebel without a clue, because we don't know half the time what we're getting ourselves into. We think we have an idea, but sometimes the universe has other ideas, or we just don't have the story like we think we have the story. So when you see the Ace of Pentacles, you are in the beginning stages of manifesting what you want. You can achieve these things, but there's work to be done. In the second verse of Into the Great Wide Open, Petty says, the papers said Ed always played from the heart. Now, he was Eddie in the beginning, so now he's more professional, and the paper said Ed always played from the heart. He's now at that level already. He's being recognized. He's playing professionally at some point. He got an agent and a roadie named Bart. They made a record, and it went to the charts. The sky was the limit. His leather jacket had chains that would jingle. They both met movie stars, partied and mingles. Their AR man said, I don't hear a single. The future was wide open. Now, that's the end of the verses, which really captures the essence of what the Ace of Pentacles is. Okay, he has some success. He's getting reviews. They're buying him clothes, or he has enough money to buy clothes because of the success of the music. But there's other people that still say, I don't hear a single. There's not enough there. He still has more work to do. It doesn't mean that the story's over. It doesn't mean that he failed. Not at all. Eddie is still on his way. But with the Ace of Pentacles, you have to continue. When you're trying to manifest your goals, when you're trying to reach that next step, you got to keep driving. You can't be complacent. You can't say, well, I have a bunch of money now. Well, now you have to invest the money. Now you have to be smart with it and figure out what you're going to do with it, not just spend it on nothing. You know, a record deal. There are hundreds, if not musicians, who have record deals, and they don't go anywhere. You know, they sign a deal. They look promising. Look at Van Halen. when Van Halen signed and released their first album, Van Halen 1, it looked like they came out of nowhere. No, they were playing at a place called Gazzari's in California. It was there, and there was a club called the Starwood where there was another band called Quiet Riot, and their guitar player was Randy Rhoads, who wound up being Ozzy's breakout guitar player. There was a rivalry between Eddie Van Halen and Randy Rhoads, and then Gene Simmons from Kiss discovered them, wanted to sign them. There was like this whole year where it was believed that Gene Simmons of Kiss found the next big thing, and then what wound up happening was Eddie Van Halen says he remembers the record label guy with his feet on his desk getting his shoes shined by a helper saying, yeah, we're going to go with somebody else instead. We signed a band named Piper, which turned out to be Billy Squire's band that failed miserably. So when the Ace of Pentacles comes, man, you got to keep going. Yes, you're in the very beginning stages, the embryonic stages of success. You're starting to flesh it out. That plan, it's coming through. You can do this, but can is the key word. You still have to keep going. Now, if you like the way we explain the Ace of Pentacles using rock and roll, using song lyrics, please subscribe to the Rock and Soul Tarot podcast that you're listening to now. I also have a Rock and Soul Tarot YouTube channel where I do similar things. We already have some cards in reverse and things like that, but we're going to go all the way through with all of the cards upright before we turn them around. My Instagram is Orlando0616 if you have any questions or just want to reach out. And like I said, if you're available on October 17th to come down and enjoy a fun night. It's a psychic night, but we'll have some music. Whiskey Neat's an amazing bar in Patchogue, right on Main Street, across from the Patchogue Theater. And all the money raised that night, all of the psychics are volunteering, and all the money raised goes to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So I hope I talk to you soon. And until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.